Toad House.
It used to be Zaxby's, but lately that's just, ugh.
I don't like their sauces either.
It's just lame.
For me,
it's their sauces.
Eh.
Oh, the Thousand Island sauce?
Honestly, the, one of my favorite sauces at a chain is Buffalo Wild Wings. I just don't like their meat. I used to always say back in the day during high school and college, if I could get like the meat from the Hooters wings, at least at the time, I haven't been there in a while. I hated their sauce, but I liked their meat. If I could take the meat from their wings and do the sauce from Buffalo, that'd be my favorite like fast food wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been to Hooters in a long time. Last time I went there, like I just lost my appetite.
What's wrong, man? The sights put you off?
It's not exactly what it used to be, you know. diversity hours.
Did you get the dude waiter? Is that what it is?
There's some busted up looking.
He come out with his bulge.
It wasn't a dude, but whew, boy.
Might as well have been.
Might as well have been, yeah. Yeah. Tuscaloosa Dumplings. That's what.
Lord of mercy.
That's her nickname.
Oh, me.
Fucking what?
Tuscaloosa Dumplings.
Had nicknames at Hooters.
Oh, that's what No, that's not what they called her.
That was like, he's fully bought into it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
Oh, damn. They got name tags that say that.
You got me, man. I'm fucking gullible as shit. No. I don't know why y'all don't know this about me yet.
But, that's what early Kyler told, was telling Rusty to go to get, like, for his first, you know, his first night out with a woman. Go get him some Tuscaloosa dumplings.
Oh, my. What'd that turn out to be?
I mean, it's just a big lady. That's all it really is.
She like his mom.
She doesn't have to be female. Yeah, plus
like his
size
mom
female,
big,
sorry.
Like that land whale, literally beached.
She was enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
Come here, Early. Come here, I want to give you a kiss. She just, every breath sounded like her last.
Right. They had one episode, it was kind of like the backstory behind how Early and that Crystal, was that her name?
Oh, that sounds right.
Anyways, he was, you know, in a relationship with her. Then the sheriff came along and bought her like a Fitbit or something. She was like, oh boy, I'm going to be a jogger. And they fell in love after that.
Wrong skin color for that, I think.
Ooh.
Oh. So before we get started, I want to say that, I don't know, I guess it's relevant. Never mind. Continue. It's not on topic, but something I want to say. Okay. I was going to say, I told Dee this already, but started listening to a JRE. I'm skipping around in it. It's got a General H.R. McMaster on it. He was apparently, I recognize the name, didn't know what he did. He's apparently the National Security Advisor for 2 years under Trump.
Yeah.
And among other things, he's been in a bunch of wars and blah, blah, blah. He's got a new book out, so.
He's on the trail.
Yeah, he's what most of Joe's guests are. He's got a book, so. But he has a couple of, he has a more nuanced viewpoint, I guess, than some of the other political or military guests that I've personally seen on Joe's podcast. Keeping in mind, I did take like a 3-year break, so who knows? Maybe this is normal now. But they go into a lot of detail about, or so far, early, I'm not finished the podcast, but spent a lot of time talking about China and their, how they're cornering the supply chain, the advantage that they tried to get over us and every other country.
Right.
What I thought was interesting, though, was He was he talked about a couple people he worked with in Trump's administration that he really liked. I can't remember their names. One of them was the leader of, they had a team literally called the China team that Trump made. And this guy was the leader of the China team. Apparently he was a former analyst from the FBI, pretty smart guy. But what struck me was he talked about that, said it was, you know, he had pluses and minuses to say, but he was like, they were talking about the economy and the supply chain. And Joe was like, yeah, it's just, we're not going to recover and blah, blah, blah. And Biden, he was like, yeah, you know, actually, I think there's this one thing Biden's admin's doing good. He named this commerce lady. Let me go.
I'm about to say, please don't say supply chain. Because I'm about to write this dude completely off. If you
Gina
say
Raimondo.
Chain.
Yeah, Gina Raimondo. United States Secretary of Commerce. I think you should listen to, at least skip around in it. Listen to the podcast. He seems.
Oh, I'll listen to the whole thing. I don't have nothing against Mr. McMaster.
No, I shouldn't. I mean, I didn't say you had something against him, but it's a long podcast. So I was just going to say at least listen to it because he seems balanced. I like finding people in these. I'm really interested, like, in when there's military or guests about topics that I'm interested in, but I'm ignorant about. I think that's for any podcast. I think that's super cool. But a lot of times they're just super biased, and not just the podcast, not just Joe's guests. This goes anywhere, but they got their agenda. They're pushing something, and this guy seems pretty. You know, I don't know. He puts on a good front.
He's obviously selling a book, though. That's one thing, but it might be a good book because it's a just the facts, ma'am, sort of thing, right? It's like, this is what I've seen, this is what I experienced, this is my life. You might find it interesting.
He did give the military answer that kind of I think it's a cop out answer, but the military of, because Joe's like, you know, I think I've heard you say you while you're acting or something at some point you decided not to vote because you wanted to be unbiased. He's like, well, you know, when I'm serving an advisor, it's not about whether I like the president or not. I have to. He recited that creed, the uphold the Constitution and the ideals and the blah blah blah. I don't remember,
right.
But he's like, that's what I'm doing. It's irrelevant who's in office, he, she, Democrat, Republican. You know, I can hate him, but I still got to do my best.
Right, and that's what the military is supposed to be, apolitical.
Yep.
But that's also based on the fact that, you know, your government is sane. So
yeah, no, I don't want to derail. I don't want to talk politics tonight. I think y'all would like the. I think y'all would like the podcast. I find it interesting so far.
Yeah, it's.
He has an interesting idea about Chinese students too. So there's the brain drain thing, right? Where China sends a lot of kids over here. They study at the best universities. They pay full price, so universities love them. But then they go back home, right? And they have. Maybe they spy, maybe they don't. Even if they don't spy, they've still got a great education, and they bring it back to China.
Right, and they go teach for like 4 years or 6 years or whatever.
This guy had an idea. I've not heard this proposed, and he did heavily caveat it and go, this would require a lot of tweaking. Don't yell at me. But he was like, you know, if you got these people coming over and these students, and you have some kind of vetting, you know, you need some kind of vetting program for it. Attach a green card to their diploma, and say, stay here and work for us. Don't go back home. You're great. You're super smart. Stay here. Work for us.
They would have to be exceptional.
Well, sure. He didn't go into detail. And like I just said, he immediately said this requires a lot of thought.
Yeah, lot of thought. Because it's like, man, you don't understand. He does understand. He knows why it requires a lot of thought.
Well, yeah, they're ideologues. And they're brainwashed. Yeah. And he's
I'll be like, okay, yeah, we'll come to your best school. And we'll come to your greatest corporations and get into... all of that. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of that, but I do think it's something to at least think about. Like when you have systems that aren't working, unless your answer is just cut it off, which I actually also like that he doesn't think that's a good solution to just saying no and completely cutting ties and telling he was talking about, you know, he was applauding companies that are looking for different places to manufacture, like Taiwan Semiconductor is opening a shop in Arizona. What's that other one? Not Westinghouse. Foxconn is opening a shop in Austin. I think it's Foxconn. Two big semiconductor companies, one in Taiwan and one in China, are opening manufacturing facilities here. He's like, that's great. I love it. But he was, you know, he was talking about how we need to keep encouraging U.S. companies to not rely on China and to bring it home. But he said also people who think that if the answer is bring everything back here, they're naive. That shouldn't be the goal, and that's not the goal. And he gave an example of another company who took their offices out of China and moved it to Malaysia, I think it was, mm-hmm. or Indonesia. Yeah. He's like, the important thing you need to do is stop relying so much on this country who has a stranglehold on XYZ and who has these very obvious bad motives. They don't even try to hide it. They are open about it.
Right.
It's not about, it doesn't all have to come back to America. He said a single point of failure is bad no matter how you slice it. It's not about bringing it all here. Yes. It's about spreading it out and having it be in multiple places. And yeah, that sounds like a duh, but I have not heard on either side of the political spectrum anyone that says anything like this. All they say is America.
Right.
That's it.
I mean, that's my preference. But that's my preference, of course, right? My preference is, yeah, bring it back. If it makes sense, if it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever, okay, well, can you take it somewhere other than China? Let's talk about that. Because, I mean, these people are literally out to get us. No joke. I mean, they say it. They're very open about it, like you said. Right. So just go somewhere else. There's bound to be something. I mean, hell, look at Africa. There's bound to be something there. Lord knows they're struggling. So
sure. A lot of places, a lot of opportunity. Yeah. Give it a listen. General McMaster, whatever. H.R. McMaster. It's brand new. Came out like a week ago.
Dig it. I'll do it.
Yep. On to a lighter subject. Talking about Florida Man tonight, right, sir?
Well, yeah, oh my god.
Yeah. Tonight is the Florida Man episode. And for listeners, if you don't know about Florida Man, he is possibly the worst superhero of all time. He does have some special powers, though. I got to thinking about this last night. I was like, man, if Florida Man was really a superhero, what would his powers be? Well, one, he would be able to shapeshift, because I've seen several pictures of Florida Man, and none of them look alike. I haven't found any repeat offenders, although I'm sure they exist.
And they have commonalities, though. They all have that meth face.
They all have the meth face, for sure.
Absolute psychos.
Yeah, I guess he's able to shape shift a little bit, but not too much. And that's how he keeps getting back on the streets and, you know, getting in another crazy-ass situation. And I guess that's really about it.
What's the actual origin of it, though? How did it? Isn't it something about how, like, the papers and the news in Florida?
Yeah, it always starts with Florida Man.
Well, they got some sort of law that says you can't say their name.
Oh, and, is that it?
You will say Florida Man, or, you know, Florida Woman.
That makes sense, I guess. I've heard that in other states too. I think it's always been the kind of thing, like, you know, man from Chattanooga, or man from XYZ, or man from Raleigh-Durham, or man from Austin, Texas, or man from this and this. So that's where I kind of thought it came from. It's just like that old school reporting style. Maybe in Florida specifically, they tie it with, you know, there's a law that says that's what they have to do. I first started hearing about it in like the late 2000s, like 2007, 2008, I guess around then. I know I was in college when I first started seeing it blow up. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about the origin. I did want to read a couple of my favorite headlines, and these are just like fucking BuzzFeed style lists. Not literally from BuzzFeed, because I refuse to patronize that cesspool piece of shit. But they're headlines, right? And there's no context, so I can't really give you much. But just I wanted to read off a couple, okay? So October 13th, 2014.
You go
Florida
oh,
man
oh,
was
wait,
arrested.
Wait, wait. Before you do that, have y'all heard of the Florida Man Challenge?
No,
I haven't.
So, go into a search engine, whichever one you want to use, type in your birth day, month and day, and then type Florida Man. And You're supposed to. The challenge is you find the most ridiculous Florida man story that occurred on your birthday, and you share that out. That's the Florida man challenge.
Say it again. Okay. What's the formula?
Yes, your birthday, not year, and Florida okay. man.
So month, day, and then Florida man. I've got mine pulled up. I'll do a trio, right? Because there's there's a bunch, but I'll pick two that I wanted to share, and then I'll share mine last, right? So there's one from 2014. It just simply says, Florida man once arrested for fighting drag queen with tiki torch, now runs for mayor.
And wins.
And then there's another one. This is from 2015. And there's a picture that accompanies it. And it says, Florida man suspected of using private plane to draw giant radar penis. And sure enough, this man got in a plane and his flight path draws a penis over Lakeland, Florida.
My man.
And then to culminate that, doing the challenge, the first result I get was Florida man says the three syringes found in his rectum were not his.
Whoa, wait.
That was actually one of mine.
He had syringes in his rectum?
I didn't read the story. I just read, this is just a headline.
Holy fuck. Could you imagine?
So, a Clearwater, Florida man attempts a bold strategy. Deputies discover syringes in his rectum when he was being booked. He said, they're not mine.
They're not mine.
Yeah, so it doesn't really tell a lot. He's apparently been in trouble with the law. He's in his 40s. Yeah, so he's at the jail, and they patch down. And they always give you that speech. I know this because all the shitty reality shows I watch with my wife. But when you get to the jail, they pat you down and try to find it. But then they're like, hey, this is your last chance. If you own up to it now, that's fine. But if you take that into jail, it's a felony, no matter what it is. Like, if you cross this threshold, even if it's a dusting of marijuana, it is now a felony. You give it up now, it's either no charge or it's XYZ. Like, they give you that final chance, right? And apparently the syringes came out. He was like, they're not mine. Okay.
I don't know who put them there.
They came out.
Well, they removed them from his rectum is what it says. Oh,
okay. They removed them. I thought it was like he just relaxed and a couple of syringes fell out of his butthole.
Well, it doesn't go into graphic detail and say they fisted him and removed the syringes. But I imagine it was when they make you bend over and like spread your cheeks, right? And cough. Yeah. So I imagine it was that.
Lord mercy. You won't believe what mine came up with.
Please go, D. Yeah, go.
Let's see here. Let me scroll back up to the top because where is it? He had sex with a tree. Yep. He fucked a tree.
I guess like one of those knots, those holes, like a squirrel hole maybe, or an owl hole.
Sure, why not?
What does the knot look like? Bit of the doubt. That's what I want to know. What does the tree look like?
We don't have a description of the arbor in question here. It's it remains a mystery. But he then ran off into the neighborhood screaming about how he was God and Thor at the same time.
That is a powerful dude.
Well, he is
God
Florida
and
man.
Thor at the same time.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, he is Florida man.
He is Florida all. Man.
What about yours, Ethan? What's your version of this challenge? I know you said you got something similar to mine, but
oh no! I came across that article that you had mentioned. And about the syringes being up the butt. It's like, no, that's not mine. But, I mean, really, I know possession, what did I say? Possession is nine-tenths of the law. But, I mean, maybe they weren't his. If he's just saying, they're not mine, I just have them on me,
in me. Think he's doing the well actually defense? Like, just being super pedantic?
Yeah, well, actually.
I was just holding them.
Yeah, we were
it's
going.
Possible. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's always possible. The one that was my Florida man challenge was the only one that I was able to find that was even remotely bizarre was a story about this guy who was a Florida. I'm sorry, not just a guy.
He's not just a Florida.
He's a Florida man. The Florida man was arrested for throwing a pizza at his father after his father revealed to him that he delivered him at birth. And that's it.
What?
End of story. I guess maybe
it just stops there. It gives no more detail.
No, not really. I mean, I guess that there was, you know, he considered that like assault. Like, I don't know
all right, so the definition of delivered pizza here.
Yeah.
Is it?
It actually doesn't even say that he delivered him. It just says that he was there when he was born, like at the birth.
Is this the pizza pun? A delivery pun?
What?
Well, he threw a pizza at him when he said, "I delivered you."
Why can't it be both?
Yeah, why can't it be both?
I know, that's what I'm saying. What if Florida man thought he was pulling off a hilarious prank with a you know, nice little pun wrapped up in a bow tie? It's like, I'm going to hit this guy in the face with a pizza pie and say, you know, "Delivery's free, motherfucker." Slap it in his face or some shit.
That'd be hilarious, honestly.
Oh, actually, no. I've got a better one. I have a better one. Okay. Florida man, January 6th. Florida police announced that a thief broke into a house last week that was, let's see. I'm sorry, let me take a step back. So the incident took place in a house in Bradenton. According to police information, in the incident before Christmas night, apparently he was captured after Christmas and something had happened before. This article is very fucked up reading it. But apparently a Florida man snuck into someone's house and he was wanting to suck the guy's toes.
Oh, me.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that weird? I saw this one somewhere else. Florida man says burglar broke into his home, sucked on his toes, and then left. So
Jesus fuck.
Yeah. How drunk were both these individuals?
The suspect then declared that he had entered the home to suck toes. That's all he said.
I'm not here to steal from you. I'm here to suck toes.
I'm here to suck toes
and chew bubble gum, but I'm all out of bubble gum.
Here's a bet. This is the better story. After the pair of people fought, the suspect broke a window and smashed the resident's car windshield before fleeing. This is so fucked. I don't understand what is going on.
So, I mean, it's fitting that the article you found is written in such a way that it's barely understandable, but it's written about Florida.
It really is.
So
it's almost like
it's almost like Florida man has like a journalist in his pocket to write these stories. He's in his meth.
Florida man journalist.
I feel like they at this point the journalists writing these are like, oh, we're gonna make this as vague and bizarre as possible.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they
We're not going to give critical details that may add some context and explanation. No, fuck that. Yeah. It's just going to be the most obscure, you know, just the facts, but just the worst facts of the situation. Right.
Well, I'm sure they enjoy some clicks from these.
Yeah, you have to think about the quality of journalist who gets the assignment to write about Florida Man. They're not a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Okay.
This is a dude that has a blog that gets one click a year, so he's not.
What if it's a hazing thing for media, for journalist companies or firms or whatever? It's maybe. Like, you gotta go do your Florida Man story.
Interns, you're on Florida Man.
You're right.
Yeah, maybe that's how, like, BuzzFeed, you know, they have those lists everybody hates.
Yeah.
Again, let's just say it together. Fuck BuzzFeed. So it's like,
fuck BuzzFeed.
If you want to graduate to the big list of five things you won't believe, you got to write about Florida Man. I need 1,000 words on Florida Man.
Okay. So that's fine.
And suck my dick.
And God. Suck my dick.
Five reasons you should suck my dick to get a promotion.
Number four. We'll blow you away.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there you go. Number four will blow you away. Wait until you get a load of number five.
God almighty.
Oh, Jesus.
The puns.
I think BuzzFeed is the haze.
Just working there in general.
Just working there in general.
Just in general. If you're at BuzzFeed, you're just like, ugh, okay, I got to get this out of the way.
I would buy that, right? It's a job to pay the bills. I don't think anyone goes there because they think they're, I don't think anyone there has those, you know, pie in the sky dreams of making the world a better place or reporting facts. It's I need a paycheck so I'm not homeless and I suck too bad to get on at, you know, XYZ paper, but BuzzFeed will pay me, you know, $10 for 1,000 words, so might as well.
Might as well. Golly, yeah, I don't think they're rolling up.
No, I made that up. I hope it's more than that. I just made up a shitty amount.
Could you imagine?
Working at BuzzFeed? No. I mean, I could, I guess, if I had to. I mean,
I'd have quite the time with it. Because at that point, I'm either independently wealthy, or something horrible has happened to everyone I love, and I have nothing to lose. Right.
Well, that's my retirement plan.
That's like the two conditions.
You paint quite the bleak future for working at BuzzFeed.
It's my two conditions.
So if I'm, you know, if I've got like 10 months to live, I'll go work at BuzzFeed.
That's another good one. You know, my time is up. I've got stage 4, whatever. I'll try to get on at BuzzFeed and see if I can pitch some wild ass Florida Man story.
Just go out with Florida Man.
Right, that's my legacy.
Or the ideal situation is that you become Florida Man.
Ooh.
And you could.
Then I'd have to move to Florida.
You know, you get arrested.
Yeah, Florida
and then,
is a shithole. I agree.
Yeah, then you have to live in Florida.
Where did BuzzFeed kind of fall off? Because I'm not saying they've ever been a bastion of free speech, but what I remember them starting out as is more of like a media gaming thing almost. Like it was like very like lighthearted journalism. It was like about current events. It wasn't they didn't do the number four will shock you. Not at the beginning, right? It was more about, hey, there's this just random shit. Nothing was really ever of consequence. They didn't report on the fucking war in Crimea. They were just like, hey, this new game came out. It's pretty fun. And hey, I watched this TV show. And I mean, some people liked it because, again, it was just lighthearted, random shit. So at some point, they morphed from that into, and obviously the answer is money because they made more money doing it. But they morphed from that at some point to, you know, the tiered lists that everyone hates them for and, you know, invasive ads and selling data. It's just kind of, I don't know where that happened, I guess.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember looking at BuzzFeed like enough to remember the transition. I just mainly remember when it became so fucking shit. I just remember it being shitty. I don't even remember the good times.
I don't remember. There weren't any places. It wasn't I didn't go there to read it top to bottom. I didn't do that with a lot of sites around that time. Like Dig was still a thing because Reddit wasn't really big.
Dig.
There were a couple of sites where I would go like look at the stories, but I most of the time I would just get recommended something from someone to be like, hey, go here and look at this, or it'd be linked from somewhere else. Yeah, Dig was a blast from the past.
Yeah.
I think isn't it technically still around? It's just no one uses it.
I've seen the icon.
It's still around. I'm on it places, right now. Yeah. Tara Reid deserves an apology, but she doesn't want one. Guess where this is? This a link to BuzzFeed. Jesus fuck. Dig is cross-linking to BuzzFeed.
They've become
I couldn't have planned this better. Jesus.
You planned that.
Florida Man becomes CEO of BuzzFeed.
So the top four stories on my, I don't know if Dig is still curated, so D may be seeing the same stories, but I got four stories on my homepage, and then a giant advertisement saying, sign in with Twitter. So Tara Reid deserves an apology, but she doesn't want one. Cross-linked to BuzzFeed. Six card games to help fight boredom, which is a sponsored promotion. Here's how Tokyo designed their city almost perfectly. And calling Omicron mild is wishful thinking. Those are the four stories on my Dig page right now.
I always like those lists where it's like, or it's like a fucking slideshow, right? Where it's like, you know, these Hollywood bombshells, look what they look like now. And it's like
badly photoshopped pictures.
It's like these actresses and actors that were, you know, attractive, you know, maybe 60 years ago, but now they're old and, you know, like their skin's hanging off and shit and they're all wrinkled as fuck. And,
so you mean to tell me that years of hard alcohol and drug abuse coupled with failing plastic surgery in old age makes you look like shit? Hold on. I got to call BuzzFeed. Like, I got to report this. Hold up. We got a story.
Even the ones that haven't, like, just had, you know, constant drug abuse and alcoholism and, you know, plastic surgery. Even those that, well, I picture them as having a pretty, I don't know, tame life after, you know, all the Hollywood fame had kind of left them. Even the ones like that, I'm like, you know, fuck, man, like, they're old. Like,
yeah.
You start weird. Looking like shit as you age. it's kind of a natural thing that happens. You know, why are we looking at this? But like, look at this old, ugly bag of fucking bones. People Next picture. Petty, see what she looked like 60 years ago.
That's why we're looking at it, because we, like, people are jealous, right? You're jealous that you don't look like Brad Pitt or whoever, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, you want to see them fail.
And then you see them fail, and you're like, ha, see, I told him. And it's like, you will never... What have you accomplished in your life that is like a thousandth of what they've done? It's like, it's just pettiness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I guess some people see being a major Hollywood star as like it is an accomplishment, sure, but it's not like you're changing the fucking world.
No, but I would still, I would find it hard to argue that I would have more of an impact. By impact, I think that's a loaded statement that's probably taken out of context. I just mean impact. I literally mean like the definition.
I mean,
of it, right?
Hitler was Time's person of the year in 1930, whatever. So
I understand, but what I was about to say.
So there's
was
impact.
Like,
impact, good, bad, doesn't matter. It's impact.
Yeah, right. And it's hard. I'm never gonna come close to any big actor. The impact, right? It's not going to happen. I don't care. I'm not sad about that. But
nobody going to remember me 100 years from now. It's over.
Right. Exactly.
Anyways, a Florida man claims bag of cocaine and meth wrapped around his penis aren't his.
Someone
Florida man's
going to
get a new story.
To my house. Strapped a bag of cocaine to my cock. And I didn't even know it. They must have drugged me.
Or maybe his argument will be they forced me to do it.
They held a gun to my head and made me strap cocaine to my cock, and I left it there and left.
Hey, you know what? When you're on meth, I don't know that your cognitive thinking really sticks with you.
My.
Poor Florida man accused of making sexual advances toward children told cops that he couldn't recall asking to touch them because he normally drinks 18 to 20 beers before he talks to children.
Jesus. God.
Fuck me. I got dark quick.
Oof. That Florida man. That iteration needs to, I don't know, we need to get some rope.
Florida man fights off coyote with coffee cup. Quote unquote, I smashed him.
I smashed him with a ceramic coffee cup. Good God.
Florida man.
Yeah.
One of them was like I fought off a shark with a. Oh, what was it?
It's fist?
Probably. Like that old boy that fought, that beat that kangaroo away because it was on his dog.
Oh, I saw that. He punched him in the face.
Squared up with him.
Yeah, the kangaroo's like, what?
Yeah, it's like, oh shit.
Like, oh shit. I just got punched in the face.
I just got blasted. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guy. Sorry, dog. Sorry about your dog.
Yeah, everybody's a gangster until they get hit in the face.
Right.
Right. Even the kangaroos. Oh, man, I come across an interesting friend. Not to change the subject entirely.
Nah, we can. Florida Man was kind of a shot in the dark.
No, I think it's still funny. It is hilarious. Florida Man's fucking hilarious. But
in the spirit of Florida Man, we'll talk about what we want to talk about. So proceed. We're embodying Florida Man.
We
right
do
now.
What we want.
Yeah.
So there was a phrase that got brought to my attention because apparently human beings are the only quote-unquote animal that has learned to be a lethal thrower. As in, we can pick up a rock, look at a target, throw something, and kill it. Throw the rock and go kill that thing.
We can analyze the target and see what would kill it, you mean? Like, we can kind of know?
No, actually hit it.
Oh.
Like, it's a targeting thing, right? Even on the move. It's like, I see you there, you're going to be here, I'm going to lead you, yeet, and I brained you, and now you're dead.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, I know monkeys throw stuff at people, but I guess...
They throw stuff, but it's like your three-year-old throw stuff, right? It's like, you know... They might get lucky.
They get lucky. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, no, I'm purposefully leading you, and I'm going to put this shit right between your eyes. We're the only thing that does that. Nothing else.
That's interesting. I wonder if that's a combination. I mean, it does kind of make you wonder if there are other animals out there that maybe would have the cognitive ability to do that, but they don't have opposable thumbs.
Sucks to suck.
Because I mean, I'm being funny, but opposable thumbs kind of matter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Grip stuff a lot. So,
yeah. Yeah, opposable thumb is critical to the throwing mechanic.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. I never think about that. And then I go
say that's ever crossed my mind.
I go through my list in my head of all the animals, and I know I've seen this animal throw something. And then I go, well, you know, to what end? Were they just throwing it to throw it, or were they just kind of pitching it? Well, I mean, were they trying to kill something? I guess the context here was throwing something to attack something else efficiently, right? Knowing,
right.
You know, that's how we started with rocks, just throwing rocks with our bare hands, and then it was slingshots, and then it was bows and arrows, and now it's rifles, you know. The evolution of weaponry is a thing, but we're the only ones that have put it together. Not to say that other animals can't lead things. You know, we've all seen animals chase each other, and you know they obviously understand how to lead something.
Oh yeah, look at birds of prey attacking.
Yeah, them. I was just about to say a falcon or something. They understand that, but it's the throwing mechanic. That
thank God,
else.
Thank God they don't have
right?
opposable thumbs.
That'd be unreal.
Birds of prey with hands.
Shit at you?
Fuck that, dude.
Dive bombing? Yeah. They go pick up like a 7-pound rock.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're asleep and they fly down.
150 feet up.
You're asleep and they fly down and tie meth around your dick. And they come, and they use their
syringes
hands.
Up your rectum.
They use their hands and fingers to call the fucking cops.
With their fucking,
they squawk into the receiver and they're like, rah, rah, rah. The cop goes, oh, fucking Florida man.
They just,
I'll be right there.
They get hands and then they just turn into the biggest fucking dicks ever.
Yeah,
dude, I hate birds.
I mean, I can't say that I'm a fan of them. I think some of them are super cool, but my interactions with them, although they're rare, every time I do have an interaction with one, it's usually annoyance at best.
I can't stand birds. They're so OP in the animal kingdom, it's not even funny.
Snow, the way you spoke about that just then made it really sound like you've interacted with them in a way that I haven't.
I mean, what I mean by that,
like,
is,
have you hung out with them? Have you?
No, we haven't. I've tried. They don't return my calls, so
there's a good reason for that.
Yeah. So but it's like bird shit or noise, like being noisy or flying around, like it's been annoyance. I had pet birds growing up, but I didn't really like them. Just parakeets, you know, they were okay, but I was always like dogs way better. Obviously, like I think a lot of people would agree. I would say that most people's interactions with birds are pretty limited. Like, maybe at best you're a bird watcher, so you like go around, you know, catalog them, see them, or you hunt them. And that's realistically those are the two main ways people would interact with them, right? It's just being a bird watcher or hunting.
I think owls. If I had to pick a bird of prey that I really think are cool as fuck.
I hate those sons of I can't stand owls.
Their head turning around.
I can't stand owls, dude. Oh my god. I had this fucking shit when I was driving, right? I'm driving. It's probably 1:30 in the morning. Way back in the woods in Alabama. And I'm hauling ass. I was probably going this is a country road, right? 35, 40 miles an hour. I'm probably going 70. Hauling ass. And this fucking owl three of them are in the road. And it was kind of a decent amount of distance whenever my headlights shone on them. And they all stood up and straightened out real big. They looked like fucking aliens out there. Scared the fuck out of me.
thought you found a powwow of aliens. You're like, oh, fuck.
Dude, I white smoked the brakes, locked them up. I was scared. I was like, what is that? You know, I was screaming, you know. I was like, what is that? You know, finally they all flew off, and I was like, oh, my God, it's a bunch of fucking owls.
He gets his rosary out. He's just reciting right, prayers. He didn't even know that he knew. That would be that name.
It scared the shit out of me. I can't stand owls, man. They're just creepy. They got bad vibes,
in
my opinion.
I mean, they're definitely weird. I think they're pretty badass. Them and I've had to pick like my favorite bird of prey. It would definitely be an owl. Or it's an answer a lot of, like peregrine falcon, just because they're so fast. You know, the fucking dive bomb at like 100 miles an hour or some dumb shit.
Yeah, I respect the shit out of them. They're still OP as hell. OP.
They're definitely they're OP. For sure.
So what's going to attack a peregrine falcon? You know, a condor? I don't know.
There's not much to go to.
Some guy from Alabama going 70 down the country road.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
humans, that's about it.
I win, unless he's just has like a fear of strange birds, apparently. Then you got the bluff on him. Just make noise and he'll run away.
I've never seen owls just hanging on the fucking road, though.
Dude, I hadn't either. That's the first and only time in my life I've ever seen.
They eating like a carcass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they was working on a dead possum or a skunk or something. Absolutely, they were.
That's fucked up that they just, bowed up. They're just like, nah.
They seen me coming. They seen me coming. As soon as my lights showed on, they all turned. And like straightened up as long as they could. And
man, they're like, look, hey, Steve, look at him. There's three of us and one of him. Steve, don't you leave. I swear to Christ, if you leave, you're not getting any of this.
Don't puss out on me, Steve.
Don't be pussy.
Dude, it was just so, and I was alone and no one remembers that but me. I was just like, man, I wish my brother was here. Somebody that can corroborate the story.
I fully believe the story. And they look weird, man. I mean, I think that's cool, but like, they look weird, and they can sound weird. I mean, obviously there's the hooing that everybody knows, but there was one time, it was here where we live, and I was walking my dog, as a year ago, maybe, and I thought it was a coyote, like, because it wasn't a howl. It kind of sounded like kind of like a little bark kind of sound, or like a hooing, but like more like a howl, just not long and drawn out. That's what I'm trying to say. And then my wife was like, "No, that's an owl." Sure shit, we saw some like flapping or whatever, but it sounded
weird. They'll do a whoo, 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 whoo. They'll do that one, and they got, or at least the owls down here, like. You know, I don't know. I can't remember if they're barn owls or.
Yeah, I have no idea what kind this was. I didn't get it. I wouldn't know if I saw him, but I didn't get a good
look. They'll do another noise like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably what it was.
Normally, you know, what I hear
is doing
like
is owl calls.
Hoo,
hoo, hoo, hoo. Yeah. It's like, every movie has that. Like I've never heard that owl before.
What? I've heard that, so I hear that here when we sleep. Yeah.
Really?
No joke, like kind of regularly, yeah.
Right next to your bed.
Yeah, it's looking at me, its head just turns around.
God, dude, I'd burn that whole fucking apartment complex down.
I would, too.
Like, nah, fuck
I'd be out.
It's got to die.
Everybody's got to die. Because it's fucking
that's
ass in here. Everyone has
the owl. The owl could have infested their souls. Everyone must be lined up and summarily executed.
Right. That's probably what happened. That's probably what happened to a lot of these serial killers. They just had like a bad run in, but some kind of like spooky sound. They decided to kill everybody that could possibly be infected.
Lord, yeah, I'd go Florida man on that one and just be out in the yard. In my underwear with a shotgun and looking for an owl.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... I mean, that's pretty close to Florida, man. I feel like you need another...
Well, I'd do some meth first.
Sure.
You have to be on drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, alcohol is okay in a pinch, but you got to be... Okay. If it's just
yeah,
alcohol,
that's normie shit. You got to do some meth or some bath salts or something.
Right.
I'm at fucking, what's that shit that they have in Europe, and it's like
crocodile.
Crocodile, yeah.
There you go.
That wild shit from Russia. Oof.
Now you're fucking. You're well. I don't know. That probably surpassed Florida man levels.
Yeah, it's a semi-synthetic opioid.
Yeah,
I thought it was made from, so it's it's desomorphine. I thought it was something else. Yeah, that's what crocodile is. That's the street name's crocodile, right? Here we go. So how do you cook it?
How do you make
Florida man already knows this.
Well, yeah, sure. Because I thought you made it from something natural. It's cut it, but it's made from. You get codeine. Codeine, paint thinner, hydrochloric acid, and red phosphorus.
No way.
Yeah, that's the ingredients. Oh, my Jesus. Fuck. Codeine, which in Russia you can buy over the counter, just the mild version, just codeine. And then paint thinner, hydrochloric acid, and red phosphorus. So the strike pads on matchboxes is a common place to get phosphorus from.
Oof. How do you find that, is my question. How do you get that combo?
So I don't know about this, but legitimately, like on when people learned how to like cut coke and like mass produce it in like the 70s, I guess 80s, like legitimately some of these cartels and like organized crime, they legitimately will like pay a chemical engineer, pay a chemist, or pay a pharmacist. Like you got a guy or a woman who gets paid.
Oh, we're Breaking Bad.
Fuck. Well, yeah, but more realistic, right? Like,
well, yeah.
You're making 120 grand a year at CVS. I'll pay you $4 million to do this for 6 months. I'm probably going to kill you, but you don't know that yet.
Yeah. I'm probably going to kill you. I mean, but these 6 months are going to be awesome.
Right. So they got someone that's smart that comes up with it, because the hard part's coming up with it. Any ape can make it afterwards. Maybe they kill themselves, maybe they don't. But the people making the drugs are not exactly, you know, smart people, right? It's just what they don't know how to do is come up with the recipe. So you got the smart people make the recipe or figure out how to do it, and it's like, oh, you just do this.
Good Lord.
Yeah, wow. So I'm trying to figure out why they thought why desamorphine was made. So I remember this. It's called Crocodile because long-term abusers of desamorphine, not the actual phosphorus paint thinner shit, but literally even if you use the proper drug, right, but you use it long-term, your skin can present as greenish and scaly because it damages your blood vessels. Yeah. But why? Like, I'm trying to figure out why it does that. So it's banned in the U.S., has been since 1936. There's never been an accepted medical use for it. But why? Like, I just don't. Oh, you get a better yield, it looks like. So when you're making morphine in the synthetic types, you can get a high yield of this desomorphine stuff when you're cutting. Oh, like, doing God, it the right
you're
way.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so it's just cheap.
So, man, that's insane. And
yeah,
it sounds so counterintuitive to, you know, considering who banned it and who was like, no, let's use that.
Yeah, it's just really popular in Russia. It's kind of waned apparently. Like it's that height of the epidemic is in the early 2000s.
I hope so because I seen that documentary and that kind of broke my heart for those people. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, this shit's rough, yeah.
Oh, it's apparently, for whatever reason, just the actual chemistry of it, it's like more addictive than a lot of other synthetic morphines. And so, yeah, I mean, I can, it is kind of sad. Like, my sympathy for people that abuse drugs, if they're just, you know, if they have an addiction and they're doing their own thing to themselves, I usually have a lot of sympathy for them. It ends when you start hurting other people. Like, you're robbing somebody, you're hurting somebody. Okay, fuck you at that point. Yeah. But, I mean,
if you're at that level, though, like, it's, like, you're locked in, man. You're locked in.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to let go from, I mean, I don't know personally, you know, but, man, I've watched a lot of, this YouTube channel called Soft White Underbelly, which they have.
So I think he's fake. I've seen that guy. So
you think he's fake?
Uh-oh.
Of course you
No, I want to talk about it. Keep going.
So I think that the stories that they share are, I mean, not, I don't want to say they're good stories. They're mostly tragic stories.
They're raw, though.
Yeah, they're raw.
I'm trying to find, so I found him on YouTube, maybe the same way you did. Like, YouTube literally randomly one day was like, hey, watch this.
It was really random.
It wasn't heroin. It was, what's that drug? Fentanyl. It was a fentanyl addict.
Yeah.
Oof. It was this guy.
Fucking with a big boy.
And he was talking about, well, so one of the things that peaked that made me go, was on my own when I was watching it, because he was like, I have to inject every 10 minutes or I get uncontrollable seizures from withdrawals. And I'm like,
I don't know about that. That's quite
I don't know, buddy. He's a druggie. That's not a reflection on the guy doing the YouTube channel. Okay, yeah. This guy's just lying or whatever. And I'm trying to find the article because I didn't understand how he had all these people who had these crazy stories, but to me, a lot of them seemed kind of controlled, like, or not editorialized. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Not authentic, I guess.
Oh, you mean like he edited the video or something like that? Or?
Well, maybe that, or like maybe these people, I'm not saying these people were just paid actors and they're normal people, but maybe they had a story and he was like, okay, well, that's not good enough. So I'm paying you for your time. You know, you said you did like a gram of coke a day. Let's say you did 50 grams of coke a day and that you accidentally killed your daughter. Like that kind of shit. Like editorializing it, making it more dramatic.
They're not all like that, though.
Okay. I mean, I've not seen any of the ones except the bad ones, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, some are pretty tame. Some are just poor people. He interviewed some people from Appalachia that
the inbreeders.
No.
Oh, I saw that one.
There is that, but there's also people who are just like poor, just poor people, right?
Okay.
Nothing really wrong with them. Seem to live, you know, pretty happy lives. They're just poor.
Admittedly, I've not seen those. The Whitaker family is the one I thought you were talking about. They're the inbreds that he did a story on.
I mean, they're certainly varying levels.
Yeah.
I don't, and because of that, I don't think that he's fake. But I don't know. I don't know really. Some of the stories are certainly a little outrageous.
You just saying, you think he may turn the volume up a little bit on.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's 100% fake. I don't think these people are literally, you know, they just got out of the Gap working their 9 to 5 and they put on makeup and they come in. Or no, I don't think it's that. I think that he plays with their story, but I don't know. Maybe not. Like I said, I kind of just stopped. I just lost interest in him.
Well, he is in the media, so that makes him a liar.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I've only seen the super bad ones, like the fentanyl addict. There was one about a prostitute who was talking about all the times that like her John nearly killed her. I saw the Whitaker family one.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're true, if they're all like 100% God's honest truth, they are brutal.
Like one of the interviews was with this guy who was a man. He called himself a hacker, right? And
all
right, man, I can't remember his handle. Dang, I can't remember. But anyway, so this guy, who, you know, when he was speaking, he was obviously intelligent.
Oh, Gummo.
Gummo, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I saw this one too. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was really interesting, and you know, just talked about like how he got into computers because of his childhood and all that, and how he was basically living out of a car for a while, and you know, ended up like just, I'm sure he's, you know, a millionaire now, the way he talked anyways. Like it's a good story. It's worth listening to. D, let's know if you haven't seen it. That's cool.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and just Gummo Soft White Underbelly, you'll find it.
Yeah.
He was, I remember this one being pretty interested. Just because I think this is probably a good counter argument to me, what I said about it being faked or like not I guess built up, or at least it's an example of one that isn't as built up, because now that I'm looking at it, and there's a quote that I remember now that I read the quote, and he was talking about how Gummo talking about how he discovered computers, like Ethan was saying, he had like a bad home life or something.
Yeah.
And he discovered them, and he said that he liked them because they did what that he told them to do. He had some measure of control. Well, no, he said he had no control.
No, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect
sense.
He's
like, I now have something that I can control.
Right.
And it's powerful, and it doesn't hate me, and it doesn't mock me, and it doesn't make fun of me, and
doesn't ask me for anything.
Right. And that's a much more realistic, because a lot of, you know, there's the dime a dozen. Oh, I became a hacker because I watched a movie and I wanted to change my school.
Right. I've seen The Matrix. Okay.
Right. Yes, this is. I would say this is a good one. I would watch personally, I can't remember. I'm sure there's been many prostitutes. I can't remember her name. I'm trying to find it right now. That was a good one, I thought. The fentanyl one was okay, but it was just too overblown. And then Gummo's a good one.
So I don't really watch him anymore. The thing that started turning me off was that whenever he would, there were a couple of pimps that he would interview. And man, it almost seemed like he was, you know, just really enjoying it, like really getting into it, and
glorifying the pimp life. Huh?
Yeah. It's like glorifying that lifestyle and what they were doing.
Well, I mean, you know, that's something that's, you know, it's pretty pervasive in our culture.
Yeah, it is. It is pervasive.
Oh, that's weird. I haven't seen that. That sounds pretty fucked. There's a lot of pimp interviews. He's interviewed four pimps in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, there is. There's one. There's one repeat interview. Like, he's interviewed this individual multiple times. I think his name is Sharp. And he was on there like three or four times, and you know, like in the last one that I watched, I think they were going to the players' ball or whatever. And the guy doing the interview, whatever his name is was going with him. He was going to go too, you know, and have fun and whatever. And I'm like, do you understand? Do you understand what you're doing? You know, I mean, yes, right. they are people, and you know, I hate that there is a market out there, and if you know, if there is a market, you can sell it, right?
I guess I need to watch these because I've never really understood the role of the pimp in this relationship. Is it protection? Is that really what it is?
No, it's abuse and taking them, like, protection. Protection from other pimps to steal your product. Yeah, they literally view the person as a product, whether it's a woman or a male.
So it's not a hey, if your John gets wild, I'm gonna fuck, you know, I'm gonna fuck him up. I'm gonna, you know, cut his ass up and leave him in a ditch.
Maybe they will. It depends on what they do, right? And it's not for protecting. It's not protecting the woman. It's because you're damaging his merchandise.
The product, right? Right.
I was just gonna say, in a lot of times, you know, obviously I've never been one, never known anyone, so I have to take. I'm going off just third hand stories, like you are, right? Interviews and stuff like that. But there's plenty of examples of women and men, you know, the prostitutes getting the shit beat out of them by the person they're being pimped to, and the pimp doesn't care. It's like, oh, can you still walk? Like, why the fuck are you complaining to me? You need to make $1,000 more tonight, or I'm really gonna make you hurt. So yeah, there's protection, but it's protection's a very loose word. It's like,
yeah, see, I'm a fucking stupid ass white guy from BFE, so this isn't something I'm familiar with.
Well, like I said, I don't have any firsthand knowledge. I'm just
the relationship kind of blows my mind, honestly. It's like, you're doing what now?
Well, it's not a relationship. It's not a relationship in the sense of anything.
No, I don't say they care about each other. I'm just saying, you know, it's a relationship. It's like, you know, me with my employer, but way more abusive.
I guess what I've heard is there are some women that I'll say they're probably rare, but there are some women and men that want to be a prostitute, like a street prostitute, not a nice one in a brothel or, you know, nice circuit of hotels, literally on the street, right? Uh-huh. And so they view it as, if you can get a pimp with a connection, like a gang, like a lot of times it's a gang member, so he has other people with him. Uh-huh. And if you're on the street at night and you're pimping yourself out, that's kind of a dangerous proposition, right? The people that are going to pick you up to fuck you probably aren't super savory people.
Right.
So, especially if you're a woman and you're getting fucked by men, it's better, I guess the thought process would be, if I go through this pimp or through this gang for protection, yeah, they're going to take a cut of the money. Yeah, they're probably going to fuck me too. Yeah, they may beat me, but I'm not going to die because I have this person that these people that are picking me up are going to know about, and they're going to see on the street corner. Or if someone does fuck with me, I tell them. And I'm sure the pimps or the gangs do go beat people up. Like, say you pick up a prostitute because you want one and you, like, punch her in the face or something. Then, yeah, I'm sure there are times where a gang member shows up and, like, breaks your nose or breaks your arm, and he's like, don't fuck with the merchandise. So there is, like, a deterrent, I guess. But it's hard to really know where the benefit is in that, because there's no regulation, obviously. It's hard to get reliable stories, too, because it's so romanticized, as in, like, movies and stuff.
Right.
And TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you really know the truth?
Right.
So.
Right. I guess we watch Soft White Underbelly, the pimp series.
You're still not going to get the truth there. You get what they are presenting, right?
But they're editing and they're cutting it in.
No. I just mean the person. Their persona, how they present themselves. Yeah. It's you know they're not going to. I haven't watched any video where, you know, the pimp is saying that he's laid hands on one of his girls, but I venture to say that can't be true.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you saying that these men are lying?
No. I would never.
So, I mean, it's, you know. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. I'm trying to find the, I guess, YouTube's pimp's lost life.
Pimp's love. That's all it is.
I think YouTube's lost my play history of this guy. I can't find the videos I've watched. I know I've watched videos. It's just been forever.
I can only ever think of the pimp from Idiocracy, Upgrade. Remember that?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I do. Here, I'm going to link it in our chat. You don't have to watch it now, obviously, but these are the two. So there's a heroin addict, this weird, like, hipster guy. That's a pretty good one. It kind of goes off the rails, but it's pretty good.
Let's see if I've seen this one.
And then there's this one. The fentanyl addict is, I'm pretty sure this is the one I'm linked where he starts, I have to have every 10 minutes or I seize. Okay, guy.
But how do you sleep?
Right. But the heroin addict one, Matthew, that was a pretty good one. Oh, and here's a prostitute.
I've seen this thumbnail a gorillion times and I've never clicked on the Gummo guy.
Gummo, yeah.
That one is good. It's definitely worth a watch. For sure.
The Matthew one? The heroin guy?
No, the Gummo one.
Oh, Gummo. Yeah. And then, yep, there's play history on Gummo. So I've watched a handful of them.
The ones that I've found that I can reliably say that they are they're pretty accurate are the ones where he's interviewing gang members.
What makes you think they're more accurate than the other ones?
It just seems like they are like laying stuff out on the table. You know, asking about like their childhood and everything and how they got into the gang and all that, and it just sounds like they're not trying to hide anything.
Okay. I mean, maybe.
I guess the same probably goes for most of the drug addicts that he interviews on there.
I mean, I've definitely not seen, I will say that I'm not seeing a drug interview or a drug addict interview where they try to downplay it. That's for sure. It's not the, I don't really have a problem. I mean, I've never heard anyone on his channel say that.
Well, no. Like,
they're usually pretty open about it.
Yeah, they're very aware.
Yeah. Even the ones I know personally are like, oh, yeah, man. We did so much coke that night. It's like, you know, I shot heroin. We did meth. Oh, shit. Really? Yeah. Hell yeah. Wow. Been in jail like 3 times. Man, they got rough stories. Too rough for me.
They're rough. They're rough for sure. The ones, oh man, he interviewed this guy who lived in, the Appalachia, and, he was telling a story. It was an older guy, and he was telling a story how he had a pet fox, right?
Yeah.
And, he was interviewing him outside. It wasn't in the studio. And, it was getting near fall, or fall was just beginning, and he was telling the story about the fox, and you could tell that the guy really cared about that fox, and I suspect that he had it as a pet for a long time. And when he talked about the fox dying, like a big gust of wind came and all these leaves started falling behind the guy, and it was like, I don't know, it was perfect. It
tore really his cool. ass up, didn't it?
Yeah. It was cool to see. There was one I was going to share with you guys. And it was, It's pretty good. I mean, if you just want to go out and be, you know, depressed, you know, you can watch some of these. I don't want to say depressed. For me, it made me feel more empathetic towards, you know, people not certainly not as fortunate as I am.
Yeah, it's definitely easy to see these people as nothing. And like I said, I got my own system of, you know, when you start fucking with other people, hurting people, you know, killing people, obviously manipulating people, sympathy dries up quickly. But sometimes it's life can really snowball on you, right? You can literally make one bad decision. It doesn't excuse it. You know, it's not like, okay, well, you get a pass and everyone should grovel and give you what you want the rest of your life, but it really can be simple. One decision can snowball and set you back years or decades.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there's, I mean, you got our entire society that usually that decision, it's like our entire culture says, nope, don't do that. And that's all through your parents probably told you that likely. It's not making judgments here, but likely somebody in your life that loved you told you, hey, if you ever get addressed with this, the answer is no. And then you probably seen a public program at school that said, hey, if you ever get addressed, don't do this, leave it alone. And then it was preached to you over and over and over, don't fucking do it. And then you got approached with it and you did it.
Yeah, it's their fault. So, I'm not absolving them of any responsibility. It's just I have empathy for them. That's all. It's on them.
Let's say, for instance, that I don't know. I'm driving down the road and I decide to go left instead of right for whatever reason. I decide to take a different road.
Were you told 50 times not to go left?
No. This is like it. You know, when I am turning, it probably makes no difference in the world. Maybe I save 4 minutes, you know, to getting to my destination. But since I went that way, I get in a car wreck.
Oh, okay.
Paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah, that kind of shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not necessarily talking about just, you know, making the choice on that strange occasion where I have an opportunity to inject heroin into my body saying yes. I mean, just like any decision could put you in a situation where you feel helpless and hopeless and, you know, everything is taken from you, your hopes and dreams, and you're left with nothing.
Yeah, RNG is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
It's just like, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. It just, you know, it was your time.
It was your time.
It was just your fucking time, dude. And, you know, that sucks.
Yeah.
But there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is.
That's true. That's true, man. But yeah, for sure. Like I've said, watching these videos made me feel like, man, I've really got it good, you know, had it good from the beginning, for sure. I've never really been faced with a choice of, you know, selling my body or being hungry. And I'm certainly not saying that all the girls are faced with that or were faced with that, but some of them, it seems like that was their only option.
Yeah. Yeah, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
There definitely are some times where that, like you said, that is a... I mean, you could always try to war game it and try to find a flaw and say, well, they could have done this instead of this, but there are legitimate reasons why that happens, and it sucks.
Oh, sure.
Life ain't fair.
Yeah.
Nope. Not even close.
Man, I remember going to a conference, and me and a mutual friend of ours, we were sitting at a bar, And this gentleman who claimed that he invented Agile was sitting at the bar too. You've heard of Agile, right? Agile methodology.
I assume you mean the development, like the software development paradigm.
Anyway, this whole codger's sitting there. He's probably in his 60s, maybe late 50s, something like that. A little overweight. And he's sitting there by himself. And we're just sitting there together, shooting shit. And he all of a sudden, leans over and starts talking to us. And somehow or another, the conversation has turned into him telling us about his girlfriend. And he's like showing us pictures of his girlfriend, and she's, scantily clad or straight up nude in a couple of them. Like there was one where they were both in it. They had their clothes on, but it was like they were, taking a selfie together, right?
Shoop, do you think, or
what's that?
You think it was Photoshopped or
no? If it was Photoshopped, it was damn good. But but yeah, he was telling us about her and everything, and the more he talked about her, the more I started thinking that she was a prostitute. And sure enough, like towards the end of the conversation, I take care of her, I pay her rent and everything. And, she always, she doesn't charge me anything, so it's like, we've got this like special relationship. And I'm like, you're saying she doesn't charge you anything, but you're paying her rent. I'm like, if you stop paying her rent, I guarantee you she's going to charge you something.
Yeah.
And it was just so bizarre, because I'd never met anyone like that was in that situation, and at the onset, just looking at him, it looks like a regular dude, but he's married and he's got this prostitute girlfriend who, and he said, we have this, understanding and everything, and, she's only going to see me and all this other stuff. And, I'm thinking, buddy, you think that, whatever.
She got four guys that's quote-unquote paying her rent.
Yeah, yeah, they're all paying her rent, buddy. Like a
bandit. Yeah.
Now, that's one that I may venture to say that I don't really have any sympathy for, because she's straight up taking advantage of them, much like a pimp would her.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't have any sympathy for her, but it's hard to have sympathy. It's just for the dude. I guess, but for someone that stupid.
Yeah.
Men hardly ever get sympathy in that sort of situation. It's like, gotta be smarter than that. Come on now.
Right.
Come on, dude. You say
no one ever told you.
You invented Agile.
It explains Agile a little bit.
Yeah. The inventor's naive enough to think a prostitute's his one and only. It's like, right. She's faithful.
Man.
Like, oh, okay.
I hadn't even thought of that. That's such a good line. Thank you so much. Man, I'm gonna bring that up next time I talk to a mutual friend. That's a good
be like, you know what? You know, this is why this is so screwed up.
Yeah, this is why.
Remember that old boy at that bar?
You remember the inventor? Yeah, that motherfucker. But he did. He was a speaker there, sure enough.
No.
The next day.
No.
For the first session that I went to.
That motherfucker's on stage.
He was up there on stage.
Dude.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he was just a crazy person.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh, this got way better.
And he told the story of when they first started doing Agile.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a long ass time ago.
Oh my God.
So
now, no joke, it really does explain a whole lot about yeah. that fucking system.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Oh, God help me.
Yeah, I couldn't. Fucking turn. I can't believe it.
Didn't it?
And, you know, when we're. And of course, you know, we're sitting there and I don't know about the guy I was with, but I assume that he was thinking the same thing that I was that, you know, just shut the fuck up and leave us alone.
Please, you know, leave us alone.
Well, you came here just to hang out and shoot the shit, not talk about your fucking prostitute girlfriend.
Oof.
Yeah.
I will say though, she was fine.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you've
good
made
job,
it.
Good job, I guess.
You've made it, friend.
Made has it. He
though? Has he?
Has he? He had on one of those like fucking gray plaid like golf hats. You know, it's got the button on the front.
Did we just ruin this man's marriage?
Oh, like, fuck. I don't care.
I don't know.
I'm sure our millions of listeners are going to dox him. I think he'll survive. I think his marriage will survive the test.
Super.
Even before it gets back to us.
Yeah, it'd be super hilarious. If,
the show like, test. Let's yeah. see if he survives.
It'd be funny if the pod ever blew up and somebody was going through the archives, you know, listening to all of her back episodes and like, oh shit, I know that guy.
Hey, what are our fans called? Do you think are they Chodites, like the Luddites? You know,
I was calling them Chodes.
Yeah. The Chodes are going through the Chode card, the Chode archive, listening to the Chode cast,
the Chodalog,
the Chodalog with their Chode swag on.
Pull this one straight out of the Chodalog.
Right. I think this is a sign. You know what? It's been a fun night. It's been great. y'all take care of yourself.
Firm handshakes all around. High five.
High five. Yeah, good job, guys. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.